Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about.
Oh, goodness gracious, I forgot I sent this one.
But I just can't live without.
Bread. yeah. David Gates from Bread. With a birthday today. Baby, I'ma want you. Make It With You, number one in 1970. David Gates, singer-songwriter from Bread, co-lead singer of the group as well. With a birthday today, is that right? He is 79 years old today? Wow. 79 years old today for David Gates from Bread. Baby, I'ma want you is what we heard. I guess I have to apologize for that. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning. I mentioned this at the top of the hour, a little more information. A federal judge issued a nationwide injunction. They're all nationwide injunctions these days. Against the Trump administration's use of military construction funds to build a border wall. U.S. District Judge David Briones in El Paso, Texas, said that funds appropriated by Congress to the Department of Defense for construction projects can't be diverted to build a border wall. The injunction blocks the administration from using up to $3.6 billion it planned to reallocate from military construction projects. The judge's order, though, does not prohibit the administration from using up to $2.5 billion in Department of Defense funding originally earmarked to support counter-drug activity. So what, about 40% or so is still okay? In October, the same judge ruled that Trump's February proclamation of a national emergency at the border violated federal law. In New Mexico, funds diverted from the Department of Defense counter-narcotics operations are currently paying for 46 miles of 30-foot fencing under construction. Now, you could argue, probably successfully, that counter-narcotics funding a wall is counter-narcotics funding, right? Those funds not affected by the injunction, so the construction there likely to continue on 46 miles of 30-foot fencing under construction. So part of it blocked, of course, nationwide injunction. They'll continue that fight, I'm sure, up through the courts. But for the moment, part of it blocked, part of it continues. About 46 miles of 30-foot fence in New Mexico does continue, despite that federal judge's ruling. I wanted to get to this piece by Rich Lowry over at National Review, which is really good, on some of what we heard yesterday after the impeachment articles were announced. I'll just read some parts of this. It does buffer, buttress some of the arguments I was talking about earlier. Democrats believe the 2020 election is too important to be left to the voters. It's obvious, he writes, that President Donald Trump withheld defense aid to Ukraine to pressure its president to commit to investigations that he wanted, an improper use of his power that should rightly be the focus of congressional investigations and hearings, which Lowry writes. Where the Democrats have gotten tangled up is trying to find a justification that supports the enormous weight of impeaching and removing a president for the first time in our history. They've cycled through different arguments. First, Trump's offense was said to be quid pro quo, that it was bribery. This is posited, he writes, to be an ongoing threat. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said on Meet the Press last weekend that Trump has to be impeached for posing the considerable risk that he poses to the next election. And then, of course, the soundbite we heard earlier today, asked if he thinks the 2020 election will be on the up and up. Will it be fair? He said, I don't know. The president, based on past performance, will do everything he can to make it not a fair election. The crux of this case, Rich Lowry writes, is that the election in 2020 is too crucial to allow the incumbent president of the United States, who, of course, is leading in key battleground states and has some significant chance of winning, to run. In fact, the integrity of the election is so at risk that the U.S. Senate should keep the public from rendering a judgment on Donald Trump's first term or deciding between him and Joe Biden. Of course, Rich Lowry says it is possible to imagine a circumstance where a president would indeed present such a grave risk to our elections that he'd have to be removed. It's why we have impeachment in the first place. But what's the real harm in the, what's the real harm that Trump's foolhardy Ukraine adventure presented? Bottom line is that after tisking Trump for refusing to say in advance that he'd accept the outcome of the 2016 election, Democrats have steadfastly refused to truly accept the 2016 result, and now are signaling they won't accept next year's election either, should they lose again. And again, going back to Nadler's quote, that's what he said. When he says, "I don't know if it will be fair," what he means is, "I'll tell you after I find out who wins." If Trump wins re-election, clearly it's not fair. If Democrats win election, well, then everything's fine. And it was fair and on the up and up and no problems whatsoever. Given Democrats' druthers, Trump would not be an option for the voters. They're rushing their impeachment, as we heard from Major Garrett earlier, in part because they know that as November 2020 approaches, it becomes steadily less tenable to portray the man who wants to run in an election as the threat to democracy and the people who want to stop him as its champions. With every day that passes, the Democrats risk creating the perception that they themselves are a threat to the 2020 election. Really good piece from Rich Lowry. You can read it at nationalreview.com and elsewhere. And yeah, that's pretty much dead on. Talked to Steve earlier this hour, and just to underline, there's a new Monmouth polling out on the net favorability rating among Democrats. Among their candidates. Elizabeth Warren is plus 61 among Democrats, but down almost 10 points from last month. Joe Biden's plus 56, holding steady. Bernie Sanders, plus 53. Pete Buttigieg, plus 35. Andrew Yang, plus 25. And Mike Bloomberg actually has only a net plus one party rating among Democrats. Lots of time to go in this race. And again, Trump's favorability higher than all Democrats. Democratic candidates for president, according to that Monmouth poll. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.